67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of May 2024. It's going to be a busy month. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And here is camper parent Bethany Hansen talking to us about her son Parker's experiences here at Camp Courageous.
Camp Courageous is an exceptional year-round recreational and respite facility for individuals with special needs and their families. Bethany Hansen, a parent of longtime camper Parker, shares their experience.
Like any parent, I was really nervous, and I don't have to be. I mean, he comes and he's so well taken care of. He's nonverbal and legally blind, plus physical and intellectual disabilities, so of course I'm worried about everything. And he has the best time. He's safe and he's just well taken care of. If you could see him when we drive down the road, he gets so excited and lit up. He just knows we're here. So I think he just enjoys everything.
Learn more about Camp Courageous at campcourageous.org.
Last Saturday, campers had a wonderful time at the University of Iowa with the football players and Coach Ferentz. A big thank you to Molo Companies from Dubuque for sponsoring the whole event, giving campers shirts and hats and footballs and you name it. They got all kinds of special treats and a great breakfast. Coach Ferentz and the Hawkeye seniors did a wonderful job signing items for the campers, answering questions, and giving them a grand tour of the Hansen facility. So a big thank you to the University of Iowa football team for providing Camp Courageous campers a wonderful last Saturday. Our travel campers have been extremely busy too. They headed down to the Tulip Festival in Pella, had a wonderful time there. We have campers taking off on a backpackers expedition called the Garden of the Gods. That'll be coming up in the coming days. And then next Friday, they'll be taking a shopping spree just in time for Mother's Day. This past week, we've had campers here from Cascade Elementary, Western Dubuque, Waco, Iowa Falls, Turkey Valley, Mid Prairie, North Scott, and Springville. This coming week, we have campers coming in for day trips and overnights from all over the Fairfield, Iowa area. So it's always great to have them come into camp. It's a tradition that's been going on for decades. This weekend is Stroke Alliance Weekend here at Camp Courageous. These are all victims of strokes. It's a wonderful program. If you've ever had a stroke or know somebody that has, the Stroke Alliance is a wonderful organization to be a part of. A big thank you to Dr. Gail Pohl from the University of Northern Iowa. Her public relations classes have taken on Camp Courageous as a project. They made a presentation this past week to Charlie Becker and had the opportunity to judge them. Every group was exceptional, and wow, have they opened up doors with the goal to find Camp Courageous new staff. A big thank you to all of our friends up at the University of Northern Iowa, in particular the public relations classes up there. We had a program at the West Branch Kiwanis, wonderful group. Had a great time reminiscing. Some of their members go back to the early 80s performing for the campers out here at Camp Courageous. And just a super group of people. So we appreciate that program. Have a program coming up this coming Thursday at Grand Living in Cedar Rapids. A big thank you to Eloise Dennis for lining that up. If you have a group or an organization that you think would love to learn a little bit more about Camp Courageous, feel free to contact the camp. We'd love to come out and give programs. A big thank you to all those people that came out for the annual omelet breakfast last Sunday. Had a nice turnout. The weather was a little wet, but still had a great turnout. And a big appreciation to all those folks. The Monticello Pizza Ranch is having a benefit for Camp Courageous on Saturday, May 4th, and it'll be running from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Half of all the proceeds will come to Camp Courageous. So a big thank you to all of our friends at Pizza Ranch here in Monticello. And right around the corner on May 19th will be the annual cruising for Camp Courageous right here at the camp. Over 400 cars, trucks, motorcycles, you name it, it is incredible. If you want to register your vehicle, you can go online to campcourageous.org and register it today. The Manchester Grotto had their half price off sale this past week, and wow, do they have a turnout of people. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Camp Courageous would like to thank the Iowa Masonic Grand Lodge officers and their family and friends who helped serve the breakfast this past Sunday. Along with that, at the very end, the Grand Master of Masons in Iowa, who in the past have included people like Tom Eggleston, Denny Zart, this year's Grand Master, presented Camp Courageous a very large check. A big thank you to Daryl Fremont and all those officers who came out to Camp Courageous and helped us with the omelet breakfast, and also for their financial support over the past decades. Camp Courageous' need for the week is Lysol. This often comes in nice air sanitizer containers. You can get more information on that by checking out Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org. Once again, the 1957 Chevy will be out and around. You start seeing that at events throughout the area. The big drawing will be October 6, 2024. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.